But first, over the last several years, law enforcement has seen a massive increase in the number of sex trafficking cases involving minors in the U.S.
The victims are young, about 15 years old on average, and often they're runaways. But just who is doing the trafficking? A new study from ASU's Office of Sex Trafficking Intervention Research and the McCain Institute looks at who's being trafficked in America and who is doing the trafficking. And the show's Lauren Gilger joins us now with more. Lauren?
Right. So they're presenting their findings on this morning. And for it, they looked at sex trafficking cases involving minors from 2010 to 2015. And the study identified more than 1,400 people arrested for sex trafficking of a minor in 46 states, including Arizona. I spoke with Dominique Rowe Sepowitz more about this earlier this morning. She's the director of the Office of Sex Trafficking Intervention Research at ASU. And she said, we know why victims often fall prey to sex traffickers, but we don't know who are these traffickers.
Some of the main things we found about the sex traffickers were that over time, from 2010 to 2015, as they got younger, we found that traffickers of minors were getting younger and younger. We also found that they were specialists, that they didn't have both minors and adults in their stable of trafficking victims. They really specialized with children, and that was something we did not know before. We did learn that females are sex traffickers as well. We had 25% of the sex traffickers were women. And their role is quite interesting. Sometimes they're a helper to the more senior sex trafficker. Sometimes they're a parent or a guardian of someone and they sex traffic them. So we saw some things that we can learn from. We saw that over half of the victims knew their trafficker. So it was someone known to them. It was their probation officer. It was their gym teacher. It was a person in their community. It was someone that they went to church with or someone that had some connection to that child and knew their vulnerability. And that was a real surprise to us.
Okay. And then on the other side of this, what did you find is the common profile of these people who are recruited into trafficking?
We found that they were almost exclusively girls. We found that those girls were more likely to be homeless, more likely to have run away from home, and more likely to have drug dependency, which all create vulnerabilities that a sex trafficker can feed off of and get them engaged and sort of trick them and con them into selling sex for money. The most interesting part for me was how these victims were trafficked. The use of technology increased significantly over the 6 years. We saw a jump from about 10 or 15% using smartphones and emails and things that get a person recruited as well as trafficked. And then we saw movement onto online ads. So by the end, after the 6 years, 41% of the ads had been on Backpage. Mm-hmm. So we know that there are specific venues that are used more often than others. And the use of technology was a really easy access. So sex traffickers were transporting these victims to up to 17 states to traffic them. So as you move from state to state, how do you find people to buy your victim? They would use these online venues, and Backpage was the primary one that they used.
Right, and Backpage has shut down the adult section of their website. Is that going to have an effect on this, or is it elsewhere on the site?
It is not. It moved almost immediately into women seeking men and the same ads that were present. You can still pay to post an ad. We haven't seen any change in content. These are still prostitution ads, and we're still flagging minors every single week.
So looking at all of this data and all of these trends over the last 6 years, what do you think law enforcement and other people who are involved in prevention of this and getting people out of sex trafficking, what can they use this for?
The most important takeaways are that it's increasing. We saw a jump from 97 cases in 2010 to 360 in 2015. So it's tripled. We see this problem really becoming, we're sort of losing control of it. And I think we think as a community that we understand it more and that people are looking out for it. But we're finding from this that the cases are growing and growing beyond the capacity of our prosecutors and our law enforcement. So we really have to make an effort to prevent it before it happens. Many of the traffickers didn't have a flag for us to identify them as a future sex trafficker. We find a trend that many kids have high risk. There's maybe abuse in their home, there's substance use, maybe their family's fighting, there's domestic violence. But not every person who has a tough life becomes a sex trafficking victim. Mm. The conduit to it, we know in almost 100% of the cases, is a person who comes in and takes advantage of that situation, those vulnerabilities, and sells them for sex, convinces them that this is a good idea, this is the best that they can do, that they will love them, that they will stand by them. So we have to learn how to protect our children from from predators, and that is what this study profiles.
Dominique Rose Sepowitz is an associate professor and the director of the Office of Sex Trafficking Intervention Research at ASU. Dominique, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having me.